This is Senator Al Simpson. Now that the Pentagon itself wants to chop defense spending, the Democrats in Congress, up in arms, won't let it happen. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, how many times have you moaned and complained about Pentagon budgets, saying that we should use the money on domestic programs? Secretary of Defense Cheney agrees and wants to reduce National Guard and Reserve troops by a sizable amount, but Congress won't let him. As we cut back the number of regular troops in Europe and around the world, it only makes good sense to also cut the reserve and guard units whose sole mission is to back up our full-time troops. By rejecting Cheney's plan, Congress will force the Pentagon to waste $20 billion. Ted, you talk an awful good game on cutting defense, but when it comes time to fish or cut bait, you can't even find the water. Is this going to be the whopper that got away?
Al, Congress has cut the reserve and the National Guard. Just not as much as Secretary of Defense Cheney wanted. The Pentagon failed to submit an adequate plan on the proper future balance between active forces and reserves, despite a clear direction by Congress to do so. Without a roadmap to a sensible future, it's a mistake to rush into the meat axe cuts that Secretary Cheney sought. The reserve and guard performed brilliantly in the Persian Gulf. The Cold War's over, and we need to shift more, not less, of our forces into those standby units. Across-the-board cuts are counterproductive. The Pentagon would have eliminated too many Navy minesweeping ships and helicopters despite the crisis we ran into over mines in the Gulf. Clearly, we need substantial cuts in all areas of our military forces, but the cuts must make sense. Think ahead, Al. Let's cut real fat, not needed reserves. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on abortion and the Bush administration's gag rule on doctors. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.